All right, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we can. Go ahead and start off, Rodney. Let us know what we need to know here since we've talked to you last.
Okay, well, it's been a little while. We are continuing to run our COVID testing site out at the Frankfort Auxiliary Gym for one more week here. Then we will be looking to move it over to the fairgrounds at the Edward D. Jones building for another possible two weeks. So we've probably tested by the end of the day today somewhere in the vicinity of about 1,250 folks, county residents here. We had a little bit of a slowdown last week, but we're seeing a resurgence this week. Numbers are still up in the county, although we had a little tailing off a few days ago, but we've seen some spikes the last 2 days. So we're around 230 cases, not quite, right now here in the county. Still only one death. So things continue to open up, so the challenges continue with our department to keep abreast of what's going on and what's changing, as well as advice to folks on opening up things. So,
Rodney, what can we look for over the next week or two in Clinton County particularly?
Well, from our standpoint, we're going to continue to see, you know, whether our testing numbers are in line with the state's, which the state's been running about 13%, 13.8. So far, Clinton County is getting closer to more normal testing numbers, and we're running about 11%. We're catching up with Boone County as far as testing. We're going to be looking at what the opening up of the segments of the economy and the community are going to, how that's going to impact numbers and how that's going to impact positive cases. So we're going to be on the lookout for that as well.
Do you have any advice, Rodney, for folks who are getting out and about a little bit? Maybe, you know, this time of year we had a great weekend. People cooking out, grilling out, ways to stay safe even around family members?
Well, our biggest and foremost advice to everyone is, besides continuing to have good hand hygiene and keeping hand washing in your minds when you're out and about, is to wear a mask. We know that a lot of folks don't think that's a necessity, but that is our very best tool. With folks getting out more often, even if they're just in the 50% retail environments, you're still at risk, as we all know. If you're out and you're just with folks that you're normally with, like you say, family, and you're normally with them, then, you know, the mask might not be necessary, but, you know, try to keep social distancing. That's still critical. Beware of where you're going and where your activities are leading you, and make sure you're taking into consideration whether those are being enforced in that facility or not.
Rodney, we know you're going to have you on tomorrow with the Clinton County Fair Council, and I talked to Jamie Blacker over the weekend, and he said that we're going to have maybe even a what we call an extended party line tomorrow, because there's a lot that we need to go through and focus on with the Purdue Extension and some of their rules and regulations of having fairs and things open they're responsible with. So give us a little sense of what you're thinking about right now, getting ready for the fair, which is still over a month from now, but we know it'll be here before we know it.
Well, of course, we've been meeting with them at their request. They have guidance from different sources. Obviously, the governor's office, as well as Purdue Extension, has been giving guidance to all the extension offices for the 4-H part of the fair. And we have been reviewing those plans with them. We met with them on Friday for about 2 hours almost to review plans that were going to be submitted to Purdue Extension to be approved. We also talked some about the fair part, the carnival part, and what kind of steps and procedures can be put in place for that. So I'm sure that, you know, from the health department standpoint, we're giving them a recommendation guidance. We'd like to see folks wear masks. you know, we're talking, as you say, a month or more from now when it might be 90-some degrees or higher. And, again, that could be a very difficult thing to do with comfort level. It may even put some folks at risk. We all discuss those items as well. We would encourage anyone who has an underlying health condition or is over the age of 65 to consider definitely not coming unless they can wear a mask, because obviously the COVID's still there and it's still a threat. So,
well, Rodney, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning, all right?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, and have a safe day.
You too. Thank you again.